Now the news. I'm Dou Hongyu. Chinese President Xi Jinping is set to chair a virtual summit commemorating the 30th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between China and five Central Asian countries Tuesday in Beijing. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hua Chunying made the announcement on Monday. Chinese President Xi Jinping has exchanged congratulatory messages with Israeli President Isaac Herzog to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between the two countries. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has also exchanged congratulatory messages with his Israeli counterpart Naftali Bennett. The Chinese mainland reported 18 new locally transmitted COVID-19 cases on Sunday. Among the cases, 6 were reported in Beijing, 3 in Hebei, and 2 in Shandong. Beijing reported 6 new locally transmitted COVID-19 cases on Sunday. Another residential compound in Fengtai District has been classified as a medium-risk area. Sun Ye has more.
The generally more alert state of pandemic control toward the Chinese New Year and the Winter Olympics is observed not only in Beijing but across China. The Chinese capital is ramping up measures in the face of the dozen cases from the last week.
Beijing is also asking people to consider staying put in the city for the Chinese New Year instead of going back home.
The Argentine president has expressed his confidence that the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics will be a successful event. Alberto Fernandez says the Winter Olympics have come under the spotlight around the world with its unique charm.
The Winter Olympics have not only attracted much attention of Argentina, but also the whole world. The presence of snow is a prerequisite for the development of winter sports. Argentina was in the delegation to attend the Games, and we will participate in 4 of 14 major items currently in place. We have the possibility of qualifying for the other 3, and we are keen to do better.
Hong Kong has reported 140 new cases of COVID-19. The city has registered over 13,000 cases so far. Over 500 cases are related to the Omicron variant. Burkina Faso has imposed a countrywide curfew following the report of gunfire in some barracks. Gunshots were heard early Sunday morning in barracks in the capital Ouagadougou and other cities. Burkina Faso's government has confirmed the gunfire but denied the information on social media about the army takeover. The United States has ordered the families of its diplomats in the Ukrainian capital Kyiv to leave the country. The State Department says the move is due to the continued threat of Russian military action. Washington has also authorized the voluntary departure of its embassy employees, adding to tensions between Russia and the West over European security. Armenian President Armen Sarkisian has resigned, citing the lack of constitutional power for him to solve domestic and foreign policy problems. Armenia has been transitioning from a direct presidential system of governance to a parliamentary one after constitutional reforms were approved in 2015. The parliament can elect a president with a three-quarters majority. Under the new constitutional amendments, the president will hold a largely ceremonial role with real executive power lying in the hands of the prime minister. Superhero film Spider-Man No Way Home has reclaimed the top spot at North American box office. The film has grossed over $720 million in North America and $1.7 billion globally. It's the 6th highest grossing film of all time at the global box office. Chinatown in Havana is buzzing with activities to mark the Chinese New Year. Residents and visitors mark the occasion with an ongoing restoration project to revitalize their community. Louis Chirino reports.
Cuban citizens, China-born, and those of Chinese descent are already gathering in Havana's Chinatown to celebrate the advent of the new Chinese Lunar Year, abiding by health measures to guard against COVID-19, which has forced some mass celebrations to be cancelled. Renowned Cuban chefs hold Chinese cooking demonstrations and prepare delicious dishes like this one made out of fish, which is on the menu of Chinese restaurants in town. The Chinese table game Mahjong is an attraction during festivities and all year round, as many young people want to learn how to play it.
We teach Mahjong to pass along Chinese culture and language to young generations. This game helps develop intelligence and favors social relations.
And that's the news. I'm Dou Hongyu.